Hi, this is Rick Reynolds, and I'm here with my co-host, Leslie Hardy.
Hi.
And John Haney.
Hey there.
And you're listening to A Fair Recovery Radio, Radio to the Power of God. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, sponsors, or advertisers, or of this station. Due to the sensitive nature of the topics discussed, we'd also like to remind you that this is not suitable for children, so we'd strongly advise that children not be within listening range of this program. Also, please be advised that we are not doing counseling. So if you have a need, we strongly recommend that you actually seek professional help. Now, tonight, we're actually going to have some fun. The Affair Recovery Center, as I begin here, I just want to remind you who we are. We're a community of counseling professionals and couples, and we've all been blessed and experienced the abundant life of kind of a reconciliation and renewal as a result of God's work in our life. And we're dedicated to the restoration of marriages which have been impacted by infidelity. Although your spouse may have left, we are still committed. If your spouse has left, we're still committed to helping with helping you in your recovery. Our mission is to offer hope, support, and recovery for couples and individuals who have suffered pain as a result of what's been happening in their lives, whether that be sexual addiction or a betrayal. And tonight, what we're going to be doing is discussing the five different types of affairs. If you'd like to contact us, just if you have a question about maybe some type of betrayal in your marriage, we can be reached at area code 512-365-9930, or you can email us at rick@hope-now.com, and that'll be rick@hope-now.com. So, for our first piece tonight, we're going to start off with a little song clip, just to begin here. So, let's lead in with this. And I say we're going to lead in with it. Let's try it again here. Okay, we're not leading in with that song quite yet. So, John, say something while I kill time and try to get our song up. So much for technology here.
Well, I'm just glad to see you struggling with the computer as much as I do sometimes.
That's a good thing. There we go. So, third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous. I can tell you we're going to have a technical evening tonight. We're trying to do so many different clips. I hope you guys will be patient with us as we go through this. The reason we want to cover the different types of affairs is they actually determine a little bit of what recovery looks like. Now, the third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous is what we would actually consider to be a one-night stand. And that is not an uncommon form of affair. Ultimately, what happens, somebody goes on a business trip, they get drunk, they do something stupid. And I'm not, again, in saying that, I am making no minimization. However, if you're dealing with a one-time event where someone is incredibly remorseful as a result of what they've done, that sort of recovery process is actually going to be an easier recovery process from the perspective of the unfaithful spouse at least knowing specifically what they want. What they're probably going to want in a one-night stand is definitely to be able to hang on to their marriage. So for that reason, they'll be highly motivated to do what's necessary to help their mate work through this thing.
But if you're the spouse who's been hurt by the infidelity, please know that your pain from the one-night stand is going to be as excruciating as any other sort of betrayal. So don't misunderstand us there.
Right. I mean, it's certainly not saying that any of these things creates a situation where there's less pain for the hurt spouse. But these are just things that the unfaithful spouse may or may not do. Leslie, what would you say some of the characteristics of this thing might be?
Well, actually, John was going to cover that.
John, what would you say? Go for it, John.
Some of the characteristics of a low-rent rendezvous kind of affair is usually it's an affair of convenience or opportunity. It's not usually something that the person went out of their way to seek out, but rather it occurs as a result of something that kind of came up or an opportunity that presented itself. Also, in this kind of affair, the unfaithful spouse usually does not want to leave the marriage. And after the affair, there's usually not an ongoing relationship that comes with it. The betrayer does not, in most cases, even want to remember or think about what happened. And very often they're ashamed. This is the kind of affair where the person wakes up the next morning and goes, "Great googly moogly, what in the world have I done?"
And we do want to distinguish this one-night stand from what some people do with a series of one-night stands. That's a completely different issue, and we put that under Category 3. So just want to make that clear.
Full-length radio episodes are available free to our online subscribers. Click the link below to subscribe or for more information.